Welcome, everybody. This is the City Council Rewind for the meetings that were on March 5th, 2024. I'm Aaron McCullough, Director of Communications for the City of Broken Arrow, and with me today is Assistant City Manager of Administration, Norm Stevens. Mr. Stevens, this is the second or third time that you've been with us.
Hi. Yeah, I enjoy doing it. It's to go over the things that are happening at Council are very exciting.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you like it so much that you're willing to do these return visits.
It's my pleasure.
Couple of things on the item on the agenda last night. There were only about 35 items, a lot of consent items, a lot of recurring type things. So there wasn't a lot of discussion on a lot of different topics, but there were two things that have some high impact for citizens that I thought we should talk about. And that is Broken Arrow Transit coming to our community later this month in March. And the way this came about was there's an amendment last night that was approved to the current contract that we have with Metropolitan Tulsa Transit Authority. And that was to eliminate the two 508 bus routes that we have and replace them with this microtransit public pilot program. It's very similar to private rideshare programs, right? But this is a public one. How important is it to have this sort of public transportation in our community?
You know, Aaron, I think it's one of the things that makes a growing city legitimate is to be able to provide transportation to your citizens who otherwise would either need to depend on somebody else or just simply not be able to take care of their day-to-day lives of going out, getting groceries, et cetera, going to the doctor. You know, the reason that we started looking at this a few years ago is the rides on our small bus that was going around simply was not being utilized, and it was not cost efficient. So we started looking at this program. I believe that this is going to be better utilized by our citizens. I think it's going to be more convenient, and I think it's fantastic that it is a service that we are offering those who live in Broken Arrow and the people who need it the most.
If you need more information on it, we have that on the City of Broken Arrow website.
Fantastic.
The amphitheater. There were some developments last night as far as the amphitheater was concerned. The site plan was approved, and then we sold 15 acres of the 41 acres that we bought late last year. We sold that 15 back to Notes Live. Right. This kind of sets the stage, really, for construction to start this summer.
I think you're going to see construction start somewhere between June and August of this summer. Now, there has been some people who have said that construction's already started out there at the site. That is not accurate. The construction has not started because we couldn't even start it until we have a contract in place and that the site's been approved and everything. What has happened is we're clearing some trees to keep us in compliant with federal regulation. And that's it. Yep. Nothing more, nothing less. So you'll see things really start going strong as we approach summer.
And that'll probably happen, like you said, probably June, July, that part of the year. And then, of course, with that means that we are going to have the last event that's going to be held at Events Park is going to be on that weekend of Memorial Day weekend. And then, of course, we're going to have to close off events until we get that construction done, public safety, that sort of thing. You can't don't want to hold events in a construction zone.
No, that's exactly right. And I also want to give a lot of credit to Notes Live. Mr. Bob Mudd was there last night presenting the information. And any time we brought anything up that was a concern, whether it's noise, whether it's the school that's nearby, whatever it was, they have been over backwards to say, yes, we will accommodate that. You know, last night there was some concern and discussion about the noise level. They are going above and beyond to make sure that noise level is manageable. And they're really going to put a first-class product out in that part of our city. And it's going to change the way that it looks out there almost overnight. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. The site plans, all the documents that accompany it are on the city website, the architectural renderings,
right?
Not just of the amphitheater, but some of the concession area, the main entrance area, the signage that they're going to have out there by the Creek Turnpike. All of that is online, along with that noise assessment, the traffic impact study, all of those things. So you can really kind of go back and look and see what kind of detail and how they've really researched this and done their due diligence.
You know, and the thing that is also really exciting is our engineering and construction team has worked very, very hard to try to mitigate issues as far as traffic and to try to make it to where people get into the facility and get out of the facility as quickly as possible, and that we don't overburden New Orleans Street, that we have several different ways to get out, including getting on the Creek Turnpike. And it's all coming together to make it not only a pleasant experience for those attending the concert, but to make it pleasant for those living around the venue.
Yeah, I agree. There's plenty more on the agendas besides what we just talked about. For more about those items, go to the city website and click on Agendas and Minutes in the Government section. Click on the date range drop-down list and then select the governing body. Find the meeting date of your choice and select the meeting details. All right, Mr. Stevens, I appreciate that. That's it for this edition of City Council Rewind. Any last thoughts?
It's a great time to be in the city of Broken Arrow. Big things are happening.
And with that, thank you for watching, and we'll see you around the city where opportunity lives.
Thank you for watching. This is a production of the City of Broken Arrow, the city where opportunity lives.